That'll bring up some good memories. Others, I know there'll be some challenging memories there. You can relate, or maybe you can't relate to some of those. But yeah, it's a really important role that we dads have got. I hope you're enjoying your day. I like Father's Day. You can tell dad jokes and no one can stop you. You can try. I like dad jokes because they're really cringe-worthy but funny, aren't they? In our CrossFit gym in here, every Friday they have dad joke of the day on Friday. And it's so good, isn't it, Bo? We love it. They're so funny. Bo loves them. He loves the good dad joke. What was one the other week? Why can't you see elephants hiding in trees? Because they're really good at it. So you don't get it. My wife said to me, "You're not listening to me, are you?" And I thought, that was a strange way to start a conversation. You know, I like the dad jokes. I like them. I don't know about yours. My dad likes to tell dad jokes. I had a really good upbringing. Spent lots of time with my dad. I could have a couple of great memories of every Saturday spending the day at the hockey fields with him. We'd jump on the back and strap the hockey sticks to the motorbike, and we'd ride the motorbike to the hockey field and spend all day there. And so I was lucky enough to have a great experience with my earthly dad, and I know that might not be the case for some of you. But today particularly, I just wanted you to think about our Heavenly Father. And really, He is the only one that can claim to be the perfect Father. My dad was good, made mistakes. I try my best, make lots of mistakes. I'm not a perfect person. But where my peace and my hope comes from is from our perfect Heavenly Father. And you think, well, what is this Father like? Well, we've got a few images in the Bible, and one of my favourites is this one, the story of the prodigal son. And many of you might know this story. I think it's got the wrong name. The story should have been called The Loving Father, because he's really the star of the story. It's called The Prodigal Son. In this story, there's a father with two sons, and there's an older son and a younger son. And the younger son, he decides that he doesn't want to put up with having to play by dad's rules and all these things. And he just wants to get out of there and do his own thing. And so he goes to his dad and says, "I want my share of my inheritance now." Now, even in our culture, going to your parents and saying, "Can I have my money before you die?" is a bit rude, isn't it? You know, but in that culture, he was basically saying, "I wish you were dead. I wish you were dead." And if you know anything about the Old Testament and the Old Testament law around the Jewish culture, that kind of disrespect to your parents was severe punishment. In fact, in the Old Testament law, you could be killed for disrespecting your parents like that. So this was a risky kind of thing. But he goes to his dad, "I want my money now." And it's pretty crazy. And the even crazier thing is that the father says, "Okay, off you go." And we get our first clue about what God the Father's like. He's not the God that just has made a bunch of robots that he's just going to control everyone. He's the God that gives you and me a choice to say, "What are you going to do with what I've done for you?" That's the kind of father he is. He's a father that says, "I'm going to do everything I can to show I love you, and then you've got to make a choice. Are you going to accept this love?" So anyway, the father says, "Fine, take the money and go." And the son goes off, and sadly, instead of going and getting investment and buying a property, the Bible says, this is a story that Jesus told. In the story, the son goes off and it says he wasted it on wild living. He just blew it all on just self-indulgent stuff. And I guess in our mind you could say he ran off to Vegas and just blew it all in Vegas. And so he's there and he's desperate. Now in those times there's no social security, right? There's no social housing. And he gets so desperate, he ends up working for a pig farmer. And you know, pigs are unclean, and he just wants to eat the pig's food. He's that desperate. And then finally, he's going to die. So what is it? He thinks, "I'll go back to my father, and maybe I can just be a servant, right? I can be a servant for my father, and he might give me a bit of food to eat." And so off he heads home, and he's coming along home. Now, meanwhile, while he's been away, the father has been there, and he hasn't been going, "Man, that son of mine, I hope he gets what's coming. He took all my money. I hope he finds out what life's really like. If he ever sets foot on this place, he's going to get what for." Instead, the father the whole time has just been there, longing in his heart, going, "I want my son back. I want my child back." And in the Bible it says he saw him a long way off. And I always get that image that he saw him a long way off, that he was looking, right? It kind of alludes that this father was there all the time looking, "Is my son coming home?" And he sees the son far off, and instead of going and saying to that son, "You took all my money, you wished I was dead," here you go, you're going to get what's coming. He runs to the son, he embraces the son, he gets fine clothes and puts the fine clothes on him, and then he throws a massive party for him. They kill the fattened calf, which was really expensive in those days, and this big party for his son who was lost but now is found. Now, meanwhile, the older son's pretty upset because he stayed the whole time working his bum off, being a really good son. So he's pretty upset that this younger son is getting the good treatment. And that's probably a bit of a point for another day we'll get to. I really want to focus today on Father's Day on this loving father. Because this is what God is like. God is perfect and holy. Every person, including everyone in this room, at some point we were born into sin, we rejected God, we did things wrong. And so the perfect holy God has every right to say, I'm going to judge you and I'm done with you. And you know what the penalty is for rejecting God? It's death. But God, because he's that loving father in this story, instead he offers forgiveness and new life. It doesn't matter where you've been, what you've done. I don't care about your background. I don't care what good or bad things you thought you'd done. Everyone in this room is sitting here going, I'm not good enough for God, but God welcomes me anyway with open arms. This is the real story of Father's Day. It is about earthly fathers, but it's about our perfect, loving, heavenly Father who opens his arms and says, I forgive you. And he sees everyone in this room this morning and he's standing waiting to forgive all of us. And how did he do that? If we can have the next slide, Sam. He did that through that story that some of you know well, some of you know part. His son Jesus died in your place because the penalty was death. Instead of you and me dying, Jesus died instead. And this is the story of the loving Father. This is the lengths that God went to, like the lengths God went to so that you could be called one of his children and be forgiven and have a life now as part of God's family. And when you die, have eternal life in heaven where it's all perfect. He did it through Jesus Christ who died for everyone in this room. This is our loving heavenly Father. He's a good, good Father. And so I guess there's that famous verse in the Bible, John 3:16, that God loved the world so much that he gave Jesus so that anyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. This is the story of our good, good Father. Just like in that prodigal son, the son didn't get what he deserved, did he? I mean, he deserved a bit of punishment. From an earthly perspective, I mean, you'd think there'd be a bit of hold you to account. Even if he came back, you'd say, okay, here's the rules, okay? You've got to go and work for 5 years and pay off your debts now. By earthly standards, it was pretty crazy. The father just welcomes the son in and doesn't give him what he deserves. And that's the story of our good, good heavenly Father. He doesn't give you what you deserve. He doesn't give me what I deserve. Instead of judgment, he says, by grace through Jesus Christ, you're accepted. Good, good Father, amen? This is who he is. And so I hope today, if you're with your earthly father, you bless them and honor them and encourage them. For those that had a great earthly father experience, I hope you give thanks to God for that. But above and over, all we talk about with our earthly dads is the most important father of all, God, our Father. I mean, he's the one that made the whole world, controls the whole world, and he's the one that can offer life to everyone in this room by accepting Jesus. So let's be thankful for our heavenly Father as we also honor our earthly fathers. So what we're going to do is we're going to sing a song that reminds us about that father, and then we're going to share communion together before we finish the service today. So is Rachel there somewhere to come and help me? Yeah, she's...